b'chulin shenas vatarav truma for Rabbi Yeshua. So still, one of the establishments that could go according to Rabbi Yeshua also. And we're talking about a person that eats his chulin with taras truma, means he's used to eating truma, so he wants to make sure so he's tor. So even it's like mekabel with a nether, like even tidis chulin pitaras truma. So just like by truma, sheni makes a shlish, she makes a psul, but you're not allowed to eat it. See, also, these Yodayim, if the boss would have been Hosh Lakabatuma, the Yodayim would make a puzzle, it'll be Yasatidit. Smart says, Lois Sakabatu, do not think like this. So that Mishnah is talking about where the person is Makbatidis Hulin on Betairus Hatruma. Tiktonic, because our Mishnah says Bosser. It says, you'll have to eat this Bosser, but Yodayim Zuavois. Now, Dibetruma, Bosser Miika. If we're talking about Tairus Hatruma, what does Bosser have to do with Truma? You can't make Bosser into Truma. So there's no Chumra of Tairus Ha Truma on Bosser. So Mor says, Elamai the Kodeshim. Elamai, what are we talking about? We're talking about Kodeshim. If so, there's Tairus Ha Kodesh, you want to say that you mark but teach your Bosser, the Tairus Ha Kodesh, I'll be in Kodeshim. If so, the Chura Chaye the Kodeshim, Miika. Our Mishnah also says, Bei Mechaye the Yoif. So by a Chaye, there shouldn't be any chumra to eat the bosser of a chaya, the taras hakodesh, because you cannot bring a chaya for korban. So what do you have to say? Still, the person is makpid to eat all his food, the taras hakodesh. So maybe by truma also, even though truma is only shayach on teiris and on crap, on tua, but still he's makpid to eat everything, even his bosser, the taras hatrum also. Smor says no. I'll tell you, bosser, the bosser mechlof. Meat with meat, you can make a mistake. So therefore, since he's rug with heat kachim, he makes sure to eat all his meat. Even his chulin, even his chaya, bosa chaya, deer meat, also with taras hakodesh. But bosa, but teirul mechla, people don't make mistakes between bosa and teiris. Therefore, since trum is only shaykh and teiris and tuam, there's no chumra to be machma to eat your bosa to taras hatruma. Therefore, since our mishnah is talking about bosa, the mishnah cannot be going according to Rabbi Yeshua. We cannot be talking about a taras hatruma, but rather only about Tairus HaKodesh. Now the Gemara says, Oma Ulo, Ulo says, Chevrei Amrin, his Chaverim, Seb Shaladis. We'll soon see who the Chaverim are. But they learn Shana Mishnah, that Chevrei Amrin, that the Chulin Shanas wa Tairus HaKodesh, would like Rabbi Yeshua and Echanami, our Mishnah Tak is not like Rabbi Yeshua. But via Noa Mina, I myself said, that's Ulo said, he himself would say, Va Noa Mina, Rabbi Yeshua, no, our Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Yeshua. And it's like this. Loi mi boy come. Our Mishnah means to say not only this, but even that. Loi mi boy, not only. Chulin shenas vatayros kodesh. Ti chamiri. Ti yispu shlishi. Not only in the case of chulin, which is nas vatayros kodesh, that hegdish is more chomer, because hegdish has a shlishi. Meaning to say a shlishi makes a revi, it passes a revi. El afilu chulin shenas vatayros truma. Even chulin that's only nechal al taras truma nami ispu shlishi, that it has a tuma shlishi on it. In other words, Ula says that the pshat on Yeshua, that Yeshua, we start off the daf today, that Yeshua says that this chumra is l'truma. Not that he meant to say that there's no taras hakodesh. He meant to say chiddush. Avada there's such a chumra that you could eat chulin b'taras hakodesh. But he meant to say, even for Tairus Truma also such a chumrah. Meaning to say that for Truma also, a sheni can make a shlishi. But pshita, what in by Bosser also? If a person is makpetit is Bosser, but Tairus HaKodesh, even though we're talking about Bosser of Chulin, but since he's makpetit is Tairus HaKodesh, it has a locha that if you don't eat it, like you would eat kachim. And therefore, not only does a sheni make a shlishi, but even a shlishi makes a revi by Hegdish. My shenkin by Truma, Truma the locher is that a sheni makes truma puzzle and makes it a shlishi, but not that it has a curve to make a revi another truma tameya. If a sheni touches truma, that truma becomes puzzle. Puzzle means you can't eat it, but it has no curve to be matama something else. So the Mishnah could even go to contra Yeshua according to Ula, that Yeshua also agrees there's a chumra of Tairus HaKodesh. He only means Ted that there's also a chumra of Tairus of truma also. The other Gemara says, Man Chavrei, Who was this Chavri? Who was the one that Ula said over from that they said not like him, that they said the Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Elezer, and not according to Rabbi Yeshua? Who was that man Chavri? Someone says Rabba Baba Choni. That's Rabba Baba Choni. The Yom Rabba Baba Choni, the Shom Baba Choni said, Om Rabbi Yechonim, Rabbi Yechonon, Maya Hadri, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua La Dodi. What did they answer back to one another? Like he'll explain, what was the Machloikis? Rashi says, Ma Shivu Zelezeh Ish Al Divrei Chaveroi. What did one answer back to the other one? So, Rabbi Vavachon was like this, that, Oh, Maloi Rebbe Loz Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Loz said back to Rebbe Yeshua, Matzino Oichel Chomer Mino Oichel. Means we find that the person that eats the Tomei, the person that eats it is more chomer than the food itself, min oichel. Why? Dilo nevela soif tor. The locher is by nevela of a bird, a tordic a bird. Bachutz loy metame. If you just touch it, it does not, it's not metame you. Vilo oichlo metame begodim abeis abliya. But if you eat, if a person eats the kazayis from a nevela soif tor, he becomes tame. And the one in the begodim is wearing also becomes tummy when he swallows it, abe sablim, when he swallows it down his throat. If so, you see that what at the oichel is more chomer than the food itself. But if so, we onu, heichle nasa oichel kamaichel. How can we make the person that eats the food like the food itself? Meaning to say, if you, like the Abu Zalacha before, that according to Rabbi Leza, if you eat an oichel rishon, you become an oichel rishon. An oichel sheni, you become an oichel sheni. That was Rabbi Elezer's pshat. And Rabbi Yeshua, how did Rabbi Yeshua answer back to Rabbi Elezer? He holds, no, he holds, if you eat an oichel rishon, you do not become a rishon, but you only become a sheni. For Rabbi Yeshua, he holds like this, menevela saif toy lagerminin, you cannot learn how to make any kavachoyim alike from the loch of the tumas of a nevela, of a knife. Why the chiddushu? Because that's a tremendous chiddush over there. Rashi said that shein lo tuma begolui ukeshibe beis hastorim he metam adam. That's a tremendous chiddush. At shetehei metama begodov v'chol shatumas metama begilui v'yei metamas beis hastorim. Every other type of tuma is the opposite. Only if you touch it do you become tamei. Now if you touch it, you're beis hastorim the inside of you. So as Hilko, therefore, Rabbi Yeshua holds Xeras HaKosavi, it's a special Xeras HaKosavi by Nevela of Oif Tor. And therefore, V'yein Lemedim Emenu, Rebbe Leza Sovim Lemedim, Rebbe Leza Zoy Kulur now from it. Vishu Menevela Soif Tor, Logamunim. The Chiddush of Gemara says, Elo Motzino Shamaycho Chomen Menoichol. Rather, Vishu also, we find sometimes that the food itself is more chomer than the person that eats it. Dilo Maychol, the food itself, the kebetza. It's mekabel tuma with one beitza. If you have the food the size of a beitza, it becomes tamei. But the oichel, but the person that eats food, ad yochel kachati pras, he has to eat the size of two kebetzim. Rashi says, v'odam oichel, oichel and tameim. The person eats food as tamei, ene tamei limke mochel kachati pras. And that's the size of two beitzim. So we find that the food itself has a more chomadik in yonu for tumor than the person that eats it. And so the yonu, heichanas oichel kamaichel, how can we make a person that eats an oichel rishon, how can we make him into a rishon? At most he can only become a tumas sheni. That's what Yeshua Svaro. Reb Loza, what does he say? Reb Loza says, tumma mishurim legamrinin, we do not learn out from milch shurim. Rashi says, the amount, the shurim milsa biapanash, it's a locha by itself. Vlad mishum chumra v'kuratma, because it's a chumra n'kul in hilchas tuma. Elo oichol de tumeya v'kebeitza, kach shir boya kutsa, the Torah says, mikol oichol ashe yoichol v'armino perakes, de yuma, oichol anecho basacha shir chumim, and basically a masak yoitza m'kebeitza tanagolim. So therefore, a food always v'kabu tuma, but has the size of a kebeitza. Mashenka, this halacha, when a person eats the food, he becomes tamei, Rashi says clearly, Upsul gavia, the kachatsi pras, that if a person eats the size of 2 eggs worth of food, he becomes tamei, that's hoki tikkun rabbonin, that's only with rabbonin. Habadim, the raisa, a person does not become tamei from an oichel, from a food. A person only becomes tamei from an avatuma, not from a rishon latuma, it's only with rabbonin. So rabbonin, we're only misakin, the psul of gavia, if a person eats the size of a chatzi pras of two beitzim. But he can't now one to the other. That's what Rabbi Lezi answers back. To Yoid, another pshat, he says, L'dvorech, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Sha'atoy ma'al rishon sheni, that you say if a person eats an oichel rishon, he becomes a sheni, yofatoyma, according to your swore, that should be good. That the person cannot be, like, his most of food itself is a rishon, so the person eats it, it becomes a sheni, that's good. But, sheni, sheni lama, but you yourself say if a person eats food that's a sheni l'tuma, he becomes a sheni. Why is that? Why does a person become a sheni? How come a rishon you say doesn't become a rishon? He only becomes a sheni. He goes down one madrega. And how come by a sheni, like you agreed to me, becomes a sheni? What kind of svar is that? Or my lawyer, Yeshua said back, yes. Matzina, we find shasheni yose sheni adei mashkin. We find sometimes that a tuma sheni makes a sheni. My shenki, we never find that a rishon makes a rishon. A rishon always makes a sheni. Therefore, Yeshua's svar is, if the Yodim eats a bosa that a food that has a rishon l'tumah, because he only becomes a sheni l'tumah. But if he eats a sheni, then he becomes a sheni. Because we find sometimes that they mashkin that a sheni makes a sheni. Rashi says, the noga oichol sheni be oichol shamashka tefecholov. If we have food that has a sheni l'tumah, if it touches other food that has some water over it, the law is nasa mashkin tchila. The water becomes like a rishon l'tumah midrabbanim, and therefore the rishon l'tumah is metama the food. To see our day a mashkin that one shein l'tumah can make another food into a shein l'tumah also. So therefore Rashi says, well, machle gabi yodam also. Rabbi Yeshua agrees that if he eats food that has a shein l'tumah, he himself also becomes a shein l'tumah. So on this omaloi, so Rabbi Lezer says back to Rabbi Yeshua. For your mashkin nami tchila eve, listen, if you're learning it out from mashkin, like here the case is this food that was a sheni l'tumah touched another food that had mashkin, had water on top of it. So telling me, since the water becomes a rishon l'tumah, the water is matam of the yechol, makes it into a sheni. But if so, look at the mashkin itself, the mashkin does become a rishon l'tumah. So since the mashkin becomes a rishon l'tumah, why don't you say then that an adam eats a sheni l'tumah, he should become a rishon l'tumah? If you're learning it out from mashkin, water, it even becomes a rishon l'tumah. The Tanan learn like this, called apoysel b'trumah. Anytime you have a shein l'tumah that makes truma posel, mitama mashkin liyatchila, means that if a shein l'tumah touches water, the water becomes a rishon l'tumah. Chutz mitzvuyoyim, excluding the tzvuyoyim. Rashi says that tzvuyoyim means somebody that was tamei went to the mikveh, so for him, the ikle shlei tum minei, the tumah is a little bit weak, because since he went to the mikveh, the yavagav the posel truma, even though taki could pass a truma, but lo yavem mashkin rishon, or tzviyam does not make even with the rabbon and the mashka the water into rishon l'tuma. But akoponim, you find that a regular mashka, even though your hands, your dime is a shein l'tuma, it makes the mashkin into rishon l'tuma. So that's Rabbi Lezer's kasha back to Yeshua. If you're learning it out through a case of mashkin, then the person should even become a rishon l'tuma. And the Yen Sawari Bishua does not hold from this kasha. Rashi explains, because he holds, water is always considered olu l'kabutuma. Water is very easy l'kabutuma. Therefore, from water itself, he does not learn out. It's too easy to l'kabutuma. Mashenki, no one thought that water, when it touches the food, it makes the food into a sheni l'tuma. So you see, one sheni can make another sheni. Therefore, your soul, if another needs it, he also becomes a sheni l'tuma. Then further, Reb Lez asks of Yeshua, you had another question I have on you. Shlishi sheni, you said before that if you eat, or shlishi l'tumah, so your goof becomes a sheni. That was Yeshua's lashon, that a shlishi sheni l'kodesh, that lashon was v'ein sheni l'trumah. Now, shlishi sheni, l'may, what do you mean to say? What halach is if your Adam eats a shlishi l'tumah, does he become a sheni? Omaloi, Afani, so if Yeshua says back, Amaloi Afani Lemati Yela Betruma. I'm only talking about Truma. Shetarosoi Tumhi Eitzel Hegdish. That was